Joel chapter 2. I want to speak for a few moments today, entitling the message, The Promise. The Promise. You know, when someone gives you a promise, number one, the promise is only as good as the person who gave you the promise. You can have somebody promise you something and they backtrack and they don't fulfill. Well, that promise was worthless. But when God gives us a promise, it's more than just a promise. It's a covenant pledge. Because the person who has given the promise, if in fact is God, he is the person who cannot lie. He cannot lie. If you and I were to stand in a black closet and say, "Let there be light," we'd not just lied. But God can stand in the blackness of nothingness across what is now our universe and say, "Let there be light." And not only does light shine out of darkness, it comes out at 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast it moves. He calls those things which be not as though they are. So when he gives us a promise, we can rest assured. Even though it may challenge us, even though we may have never seen it before, we can be sure that that's going to happen. When God said to Isaiah, "Prophesy that a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son," it may seem undoable, it may seem unthinkable, it may be impossible, and quite frankly, it is impossible. But when God says it, it comes to pass. And so he's given us a promise as New Testament believers that, quite frankly, is the most important promise that you have. And I think many times we don't take it seriously enough. We don't avail ourselves of the promise. But today I want to focus us in, preaching just for a few moments this morning, on the promise of God. Joel chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 27. The Lord is speaking through this prophet, and he says, "And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people," speaking to all of us, "shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon my servants and upon my handmaidens, in those days will I pour out of my spirit." Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the precious promises that you give throughout your holy writ. And we ask you today, Lord, that you would help me to focus the people's attention upon this promise, and that you would help the people to focus their hearts and their minds upon this promise. And in our daily walk, help us to reach out, to avail ourselves of the preciousness of the gift of God. Father, we thank you today. As we receive the offering today, we ask you that you'd bless those that would support this ministry here in the worship room, those that are watching online. God, let your blessings rain down upon them, and let them too be beneficiaries of the promise. We pray it all in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Amen. So this is where God gives the promise. He speaks it through the mouth of one of his prophets of old. And he tells us, he says, "It will come to pass that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh," not just Israel, upon all flesh. The mind of God, he could see not only what was happening then in terms of the nation of Israel, but he could look across the 2,000 years of a Gentile church. And he speaks that, "I will pour out of my Holy Spirit upon all flesh." Now, when he spoke this, nobody received the Holy Spirit unless they were a king or a prophet. Common people like you and I, we never receive the Spirit of God unless he raises up to do something. And as soon as we did it, the Spirit of God is gone. But he's saying that his promise is that, "I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters," which means young people are involved in this. It's not just for old people. This is for young people. Sons and daughters. It means gender doesn't matter whether you're male or female, but you got to be one of those two. You got to be one of those two, and God will pour out his spirit. They shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Meaning no matter how old you are, you're still in. You're part of this. And your young men shall see visions. And all my servants and all my handmaidens, there it is again for our sisters. He's saying, in those days I will pour out of my spirit. So this is the promise of God that he makes to every new covenant Christian. The only prerequisite is that you are in relationship with Christ. That you don't have to be perfect, and you're not. None of us are. You don't have to do certain things, but it's of God's own grace, a free gift that he pours out the Holy Spirit on every person that will claim the promise of God for themselves. I remember as a young Christian, I had just gotten saved. I wasn't saved 2-3 weeks. And I was in a church, and I had a friend that I would always sit beside him. I was the only black man in a Caucasian church. I didn't know. Anyway, my friend, he one day stood up in the middle of the worship service, and he began to speak in other tongues. And man, it captivated me. I had never heard anything like this. And it scared me a little bit, I'm going to be honest with you. But at the same time, intuitively, I knew I'm supposed to have that. That I'm supposed to have that. And I asked him, what is this? And he told me it was the Holy Spirit. And I had never even heard of a Holy Spirit. But I began to pursue God. I began to ask him on a daily basis. Week after week, every prayer service in the church, I was the last one to leave the altar. I would stay there asking God, Lord, I want the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit. And it's discouraging after week after week after week, and it rolls out to month after month. I'm seeking God every day, and it's like my mind is consumed with God. I want this Holy Spirit for myself. And it was when I read concerning this promise that I realized when Peter in the book of Acts, he gives this promise, but he kind of paraphrases it. But I had read it as a young Christian, and I put my finger on that, and I realized this is the promise. And one day when I was at home praying by myself, praying for the Holy Spirit, and I was such a baby, I didn't know how to pray. My whole prayer was one word, hallelujah. I didn't know how to pray. And I was just laying on my face in my apartment at lunch praying, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I was tired of seeking the Holy Spirit and not getting it. But I had been reading my Bible, and I found in Acts 2:38, it said, the promise is unto you and unto your children and unto them that are far off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. And I jumped up and got my Bible, and I said, God, right here. You gave me the promise right here. And that's the day that I got the Holy Ghost. I don't mean the day. That's the prayer that I got the Holy Ghost in. The importance that I want to put before your minds is that we have to claim the promises of God. Just being a promise that we don't act on, it means nothing. And as a matter of fact, it brings a reproach on the character of God as though his promise is no good. And the Holy Ghost came upon me, and we are made to contain the Holy Spirit. And so I laid back down on the floor and I began to pray again. And my hallelujah kept drifting off into this other language. And I didn't know what it was. I had never been baptized in the Holy Ghost before. And so I would just pull it back and make it say hallelujah, hallelujah. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, he comes so smooth. He fits inside of you so perfectly. If you're not paying attention, you might not even know that he's there. And so he gave us the original initial evidence that his presence is now in us permanently, and that we'll begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. You don't even have to try. He'll speak right through you. You just have to relax and let him have his way, and he'll speak right through you. So I laid back down and I'm praying for a while. And then at the end of the prayer, I had to go back to work. But when I stood up, I felt Jesus stand up inside of me. I knew he was there. I felt it. Saints, this is the promise for every last one of us. It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your age. The only requirement is that you are in relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. Now, understand, when you get saved, that puts you in relationship with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit now has access to your heart, which you've never had before because the sin debt is moved. So he now has access to your heart, and that's good, and that's wonderful. He convicts you. He deals with you. But when you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, everything is supercharged. Everything is more real. You are now equipped to do service in the kingdom of God. And so this is what God is talking about here when he says, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. This is his promise. This is what he offers us. I don't care how long you've been saved, you can still get the Holy Ghost. I don't care. You might have spoken tongues 10 years ago, and now you can't speak in tongues. You can still get the Holy Ghost. You can be like me. I speak in tongues almost every day of my life. I need more of the Holy Ghost. It's for all of us. So he says then in Luke chapter 24, this is immediately following Jesus' death. Now, during Jesus' public ministry, he didn't talk much about the Holy Spirit. It was in the last 6 months he began to prepare his disciples by telling them about the Holy Spirit. And this is what he tells them after his resurrection. He says, now, I send the promise of my Father. Now, he is talking directly about what Joel prophesied. That's the promise of the Father that I'm going to pour out of my Spirit. He says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Here's what I want you to do. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And this little phrase, endued with power, it means to be clothed upon or to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. So here's the high level. When you gave your heart and life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is the one who picked you up and he baptized you into Christ, giving you a position that you are now in Christ. You're in a relationship with him. If you will keep seeking for the Lord, now Jesus Christ will pick you up and baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And that's when you're equipped for service, you're endued with power, and God has a special access to your heart and life. In the book of Acts, he says this. Now, Jesus, the prior verse, he said just after he died. Now he says these are his last words before he leaves the planet. He ascends right out of their sight, of the sight of the disciples. But just before he ascends out of their sight, he says this. Being assembled together with them, he commanded them, you should not depart from Jerusalem. Now, he had already told them to go into Jerusalem, but now he's reiterating it. Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. I want to bring your attention to that word wait. Because we move so fast, it's hard for us to wait for anything. And especially for something that takes faith to even believe, we can talk ourselves out of it in a minute. But let me explain something to you. If your house, your apartment, or wherever you're at, if you had a water leak, or the water just stopped running, the sink backed up or something, you would call the plumber. And when you call the plumber, he would tell you, I'll be there at so-and-so date. It'll be between 12 and 4. Have you ever noticed? They don't tell you what time. Between 12 and 4, we'll get there sometime like that. And every one of us, if we had a water leak and we called the plumber and he gave us a 4-hour window, we would sit there for 4 hours and we would wait. But we won't wait on God. We expect God to do it right now as though he's McDonald's. We want it as fast as we can get a Happy Meal. But Jesus told them up front, it's not going to happen in a moment. In fact, on the day of Pentecost, they waited for 10 days, day and night. They'd go home and eat or whatever they did and come back to the church, and they tarry longer. They just stay in his presence. Until suddenly, after 10 days, here comes the promise of God, a mighty rushing wind, cloven tongues of fire, and they all began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. And those men who had been here for all the time, they had walked with Jesus Christ, they had known him, they had followed him, but after this infilling, this empowerment of the Holy Spirit, they turned Jerusalem upside down in a moment of time. You couldn't even be sick in Jerusalem before one of these Holy Ghost guys would come by and heal you. There was a man at the gate, beautiful. He's sitting there. He's a professional beggar, a panhandler. And he laid his robe out, and he's looking for people to give him alms. And he looked to Peter and John, I believe it was, looking to receive something from them. I believe it was Peter says, silver and gold have I none. But what I have the infilling. I have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Such as I have, give I unto you in the name of Jesus. Rise up, take up your bed and walk. And the man leaped to his feet. He had never walked in his life. He was born lame. He leaped to his feet. He went into the temple leaping and praising God, meaning that not only was he healed, but that God gave him supernatural power of how to balance his body. He had never walked as a baby. And he walked straight in, leaping, not just walking, leaping and hopping and praising God. Before the baptism of the Holy Spirit, not only Peter, but all of the disciples, they were cowards. When Jesus went through his trial, they tucked tail and they ran. And Peter said, I don't even know him. I never knew him. Leave me out of it. I got nothing to do with it. But once he got filled with the Holy Spirit, I mean, he looked right at the Sanhedrin and said, whom you crucified and hanged on a tree, this same Jesus. And saints, this is the promise that you and I can have. Let me tell you something. Growing up as a young man, I was doing so much drugs. Drugs, especially marijuana, don't think it's harmless. It's harmful. By the time that I was 28, I was absolutely paranoid of everything. I could not cross the street at the red light because I was afraid people would look at me. I was so inward bent, looking at myself so much, I thought everybody was looking at me. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I can stand before audiences of 100. It don't bother me at all because it gives you a boldness. It gives you an ability to move outside of yourself and simply move in the Spirit of God. This is the promise that he gave you, to you, to you. He gave us all this promise. That the things that hinder you, the things that cause you to be inhibited, he can break those chains asunder, and he can put his Spirit inside of you and make you more than you've ever been. But sometimes we just have to take time to value the promise, to call upon the promise. Say, God, you wrote it. I believe it. And Lord, I'm waiting for you to do something. I'm here. I'm waiting on you. And if you don't get it that day, come back the next day. That's what we all do. You know, some of us were habitual about things. Now, I personally don't do this, but I know many of you do. You go buy a lottery ticket. Scratch it off. Oh, I'm a loser. I'm a loser. Throw it away. Next day, let me go back. I'll take two more. And we keep coming back and coming back. Well, we need to come back to God the same way and say, God, I didn't get it yesterday, but I'm believing you. I'm not discouraged. I'm believing you that you're going to give me the baptism of the Holy Spirit today. Listen, your sin, all of us have personal sin that is not preventing you from getting the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, many times you can't stop that sin until you do get the Holy Spirit. So Jesus tells him then, he says, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. I'm in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. Being assembled together with them, commanded he that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you heard of me. Meaning that not only is this the promise of the Father, God the Father, God the Son is telling you this is going to happen too. So we have no room to be unbelieving about anything. This is solid. You got the whole Godhead involved in this. For John truly baptized with water, but You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Notice he didn't give them an exact time. He said, be, yeah, right in there somewhere, a few days. Now, it won't be too long. Because sometimes God wants us to value something. You know, we do value things. You know, if you are a sports person and you go to the NBA or Super Bowl or something like that, you wait in line for forever. Pay too much for a ticket for the nosebleed seats and say, praise God, I'm going to do that again next year. But you can just wait on God in the privacy of your own home. Turn off all your electronics, your TV, your music. Get into a place alone with God where there's no distractions. And just sit in his presence. And just dwell upon him. Oh, what peace. Sitting here yesterday, my soul was just blessed. Just blessed to feel his spirit. To hear him speaking to me. I was actually going to preach something else today. And as I sat there in the presence of God yesterday, he pushed this upon my heart. Tell my people, I made them a promise. I've made them a promise. I will pour out of myself upon them. And all of the benefits that come, the endowment with power, the confidence that you can feel, the speeding up of sanctification, and it will be sped up. All of this, I've given a promise to my people. So if you just go to chapter 2 of the book of Acts, this is the scripture that I was reading when I got the Holy Spirit. Verse 38 says, then Peter, and get this now, Peter was a coward, his whole ministry, he gets the baptism in the Holy Spirit, and he stands up, he didn't have no sermon notes, he was totally unprepared, he just starts speaking by the power of God, and as a result of what he said on that first day, 3,000 people gave their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ. Now, just a few hours earlier, he was saying, I don't even know him. And now this power is coming out of his mouth to change, to move the hearts of the people. He wants to do that to each and every. We cannot reach this world out here with our logic. We cannot reach the world with psychology. You're going to need power to deliver these folks. I mean, these folks, this is the most messed up bunch of human beings I've ever seen in my life. And it's going to take the power of God to make a change in their life. And we can't do that in and of ourselves. That's the Holy Spirit got to be in us, and he's got to move through us. The man who sat at the gate beautiful, that wasn't Peter and John that healed them. That was God, the Holy Ghost, moving through his vessels. And so Peter here, he says at the end of his first sermon, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to deserve it. You can't deserve it. How in the world can you and I deserve God coming inside of these vessels on a permanent basis? There's no way to deserve that. You can't live good enough to deserve that from God. He goes on to say, the promise, because the promise, and again, this is the promise of the Father spoken in Joel, the promise is unto you and to your children and unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, I remember the day. A young baby Christian standing in my little one-room apartment with my Bible, saying, God, right here. I know you called me. You said, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call, I know you called me. I'm not perfect. I'm going to be honest with you, saints. I'm just going to be transparent. I was not sanctified at all 3 weeks into my salvation. I was still smoking dope. God had to teach me, you can't do that no more. I was still doing things that I no longer do. But I didn't know then. So whatever you're doing, it doesn't prevent you from receiving the promise of God. The promise is unto you and unto your children. When you receive the Holy Spirit, it's not just you. Your lineage, your heritage changes. Young lady who sits here and plays and worships, that's my daughter. The young man who does the technology in the booth, that's my son-in-law. Both of them full of the Holy Ghost. So when you get the Holy Ghost, it impacts your whole lineage. I got 2 grandbabies running around out here somewhere, 3 grandbabies. All of them, I'm praying for God, fill them with the Holy Spirit. Don't allow them to go through the things that I went through because of sin. Baptize them early in the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you, unto your children, unto them that are far off. You might be 1,000 miles away from God. You might be sitting here today, you're not even saved. God will save you and then fill you if you would just open your heart and come to Jesus Christ. Even as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Now this morning, I'm going to ask all those who want the baptism in the Holy Spirit to come down to the stage in just a moment. If you've never received the baptism, certainly we want you to come down. I'm going to lay hands on you as many as I can, and I'm going to pray for you. Now, I can't give you the Holy Spirit. This is between you and Jesus. You come to Jesus, and you simply believe, God, you made a promise, and I want your promise, and come to Jesus. If you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you've just gotten cool in your spirit, or you just need a refreshing, I want you to come down and get more of the Holy Spirit. And for a few moments this morning, we're going to just gather. Would you come? Would you come? If you want the baptism, you want a refreshing, come on. Just come on down. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And you just begin to pray yourself. And at some point, I'll come by and I'll pray with you. And we're going to lay hands and just ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. To put the power of God in your life as you've not experienced it. Come on, won't you come? Won't you come? Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. He loves you. He wants to do something wonderful in your life. Come on, just start reaching out to God. Father, I've heard this morning that you've made a promise that you would pour out of your Holy Spirit upon all flesh. And so I come believing you, Lord, receiving your promise, receiving what you've said. There's no unbelief in my heart. God, I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Come on, just lift your hands in heaven and begin to reach out to God. Father, right now in Jesus' name, oh God, I ask you, touch these young people, Lord. Touch their lives. Cause your Holy Spirit to come down upon them in a miraculous way. Father, I ask you in Jesus' name, oh God, move by your Holy Spirit. God, bless my sisters right here. Bless them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. God, help them to reach out in faith to lay hold to the promise that you've given of the baptism. Touch their lives. Touch their hearts. Father, fill them with the spirit of promise. Bless my brother, my sister. Let your Holy Spirit come down upon them. I ask you that you fill them from the soles of their feet to the top of their head. Baptize them, O God, in the Holy Spirit. Come on, just reach out, saints. You got to reach out. He's not doing it because I'm praying. He's doing it because you're praying. He does it because you're praying. You're seeking God. Lord, right now, bless my sisters. Help my sisters in every way. Father, move by your power. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Put the touch of God upon their life, Lord. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you baptize them. Baptize them, oh God. Fill them with your power. Fill them with your presence in a way they've never experienced. God, I ask you in Jesus' name, touch them. Touch my sisters this morning, God. God, touch my sisters this morning. Fill them with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Father, as they reach out to you, as they believe you, oh God. Lord, you said they'd never be ashamed. And we ask you in Jesus' name, fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Fill them with the power from on high. God, touch them, Lord. Touch them. Touch my brother, Lord. Touch my brother. Touch my brother, God. Fill them with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, they're seeking you in spirit and in truth, believing the promise of God. Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name, fill them with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Allow them, oh God, to not only speak in other tongues, but to enjoy the empowerment that comes with the spirit of promise in their life. Touch them, oh God. Touch them in Jesus' name. God, touch my sisters. Touch my baby, God. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. Let your holy power come upon them in a miraculous way. Oh, God, the indwelling of your Spirit in their hearts and lives. God, make it real. God, make it real. God, touch right now in Jesus' name. God, touch now in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name, touch my sisters, Lord. Fill my sisters with the Holy Spirit. Cause them, God, put a hunger within them. That's it, my sister. Speak it out. That's it. Touch her, Lord. Touch her. Fill her, God. Make it unmistakable, God. Make it unmistakable in her life. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now. God, touch. Touch my sister, my brother. Fill them, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Let your power, your glory be revealed in their lives. God, let your infilling take over their lives, oh God. Jesus, bring all of your goodness upon them. We ask you in Jesus' name, God, that you would move by your Spirit and that by your power. Touch, oh God. Touch in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill them with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we look to you right now. We look to you. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. That's it. As people are continuing to pray here, we're just going to dismiss the service. And those that are praying here, you're welcome to pray as long as you like. And just stay in this spirit. Don't walk away from this spirit. Just continue to seek God. You are dismissed. You are dismissed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.